you know, in former years, in past years, we certainly would have been confident that we would be able to get the thing changed. But this year, the commission, in terms of the tax and quotas that were set for the Baltic Sea, even though the main member states objected to the severe cuts, in the end, they managed to get them through because there wasn't a majority, a unanimity amongst the Council of Fisheries Ministers to stop them. So we are a bit concerned that they will try and apply the same tactics in relation to this year. And if they do, well, then everything that I predicted about this comes to pass.
In terms of Brexit, which obviously is overshadowing everything that's happening in Europe at the moment, the Irish fishing industry and the UK fishing industry are very closely aligned. The ships fish in each other's waters. They're very close together. That's going, I take it, to add an added complication to these talks.
It is, but again, you're quite correct. The Brexit, from a fisheries point of view, is absolutely enormous, but it won't affect the tax and quotas for 2018. But certainly, when we're coming into these negotiations next year, we will be in a different ball game. And if we don't get appropriate guidelines hopefully in the trade negotiations, well, then there could be serious problems, because we do need to ensure that the fisheries negotiations are linked to the wider trade negotiations and not separated, and that they are included, a bit like the border issue was included in phase one. We certainly have been actively pursuing that this will be included in the phase two when that comes to fruition.